Yeah, these. I am Dr. Rastogi again. Actually, I have got two more dictations to complete, so altogether it will be 9. The next patient is Nivenika Bozin, N-E-V-E-N-K-A Bozin. Her date of birth is 4/2/1949. Telephone number is 586-306-0198. It is 2 o'clock. Nivenika, miss morning appointment. I called to her home number at 586-751-6275 and left couple messages. However, later on, she called the office and reported that she did not get a call. Nivenika has been living with her brother, with her son, doing babysitting 3 days a week. And her son has reported that she has given this number so that in future she should not miss the appointment. Nivenika has been happy, cooperative, pleasant, described. She is having good time and her grandson is quite humorous and does not cause any problem. She is not getting any anxiety. She is sleeping good, eating good, denies any mood swings or any symptoms of depression, anxiety, or any symptoms of suicidal homicidal thoughts. She claimed that medication has been helping her and she likes to continue with the same. She wants her prescription to be given. Patient was given insight into her treatment and she understand about the medication. Assessment, major depressive disorder, chronic with anxiety, decrease the frequency of panic attack, plan continuous Cymbalta, 20 mg daily, Clonopin 0.5 mg BI at bedtime, PRN, 30-day supply was ordered, 30-day follow-up appointment was given in the next 30 days, period. Can you add again in the top that patient was seen through Doxy, patient has given consented for telehealth appointment? End of dictation. Next question is on Long Matthew Paul, L-O-N-G, Long Matthew, M-A-T-T-H-E-W, Paul, P-O-L. His date of birth is telephone number is 586-224-3539. It is seen at 2:15 p.m. Subject, patient was seen through Doxy. Patient has given a telehealth appointment. History of subjective and objective data. Patient was recently admitted at XSN Macomb Oakland Hospital due to suicidal thoughts and hallucination. He was admitted on 224. No, he was admitted on 213. 2022 and was discharged on 2/24/2022. During his stay in hospital, patient was upset and cooperative, but he says that he was sent to the hospital. Later on during his stay course in hospital, his mother informed that he was recently discharged from Kingswood Hospital. His mother also indicated that within last 1 year, he has at least 10 times psychiatric admission. and she feels that she has been addicted to Adderall. Patient was following treatment, anti-comprehensive counseling, but he was guarded about his treatment. Mother also indicated that he has sexually molested one of the girl at a young age and has been in jail. He has gone through a rehabilitation program for substance abuse. He was following to the TTI, where he was requesting psychiatrist to get Adderall, and therefore that was the reason he left the program. However, during his stay in the hospital, he was treated with olanzapine 20 milligrams daily, trileptal 300 milligrams twice a day, clonopin 0.5 milligram BID, and trazodone 50 milligram daily. He showed significant improvement in overall behavior and functioning. His laboratory profile indicate CVC differential profile was normal, comprehensive metabolic profile was normal. Urine for drug screening is negative for substance of abuse. Liver enzyme was normal, thyroid profile was normal, lipid profile was normal, syphilis was non-reactive, EKG was shown normal sinus rhythm. At the time, patient was discharged in a stable state. During the stay in the hospital, I have contacted his mother a couple times, who has finally approved for the discharge to group home. Patient has a guardian, and mother believes that he does not need to be independent from the guardianship as he has non-compliance with the medication. During his stay in the hospital, he was asking for stimulant, but it was further explained, so he has not asked for it. He was doing fairly well on Zyprexa 20 milligram daily, trileptal 300 milligram BID, clonopin 0.5 milligram BID, and Desiril 50 milligram daily. Today, he was saying that he is feeling better, sleeping better. He denies any suicidal thoughts, denies any hallucinations or any paranoid delusion. He claimed that he is feeling a little bit edgy with the medication. I further explained that he is taking the same dose of Zyprexa he was taking. Only trileptal he has taken 300 milligram BID, which he was not taking before. He does not like to take Depakote. He does not, and also he was on lithium, so trileptal was tried. Considering his risk and benefit, I explained that I am going to reduce the dose of trileptal 300 milligram daily. He was alert, oriented. His mood was euthymic. Affect was appropriate. Speech was clear. There was no irritability and agitation. Judgment size seems to be improving. Assessment: schizoaffective disorder. History of polysubstance abuse. History of legal trouble. Access 2, defer access 3, defer access 4. Non-compliant medication, access 5, 50. Prognosis guarded, recommendation. I will continue on Zyprexa Zydis 20 mg at bedtime. Trial reduce, doses reduced to 300 mg daily. Trazodone 50 mg at bedtime. Clonopin 0.5 mg BID PRN. 30-day supply of the medication is given. Risk benefit side effect as pain. Follow-up appointment was given in 30 days. The patient was seen via doxy. Patient has consented for telehealth appointment. End of dictation.